And you're very welcome to the latest edition of the STEM Inspirations podcast, brought to you by the BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. Now, this episode is all about BT Young Scientist Business Bootcamp, which was launched 14 years ago. Every year, we invite 30 of our prize winners to join us for a four-day commercialization, entrepreneurship, and innovation workshop. They work in teams and pitch their ideas to a panel of senior judges at the end of the week. During the four-day program, the students hear from a number of very interesting guest speakers, including many BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition alumni. We'll meet some of them a little later on. But first, let's hear from Dr. Tony Scott, co-founder of the Young Scientist, and also Shay Walsh, MD of BT Ireland, as they welcome the students of this year's bootcamp to Nova UCD.
The idea behind this is really thing I never got a chance to do, is to take an idea and develop it into a product. And to do that requires certain skills that I'm not equipped with. Like, how do you start out? Where are you going to get the finance for it? How are you going to patent it? How are you going to see what the opposition is? What is the marketing plans? All of these sort of things. And this is what you're going to learn. You have a chance to do this, which is kind of unique. It's great to have you out here in UCD, because the Young Scientist started, really, the idea came from Father Tom Burke, myself, and Father Tom Berkeley. He saw the one, we talked about it when we were in Socorro, New Mexico in 1963, and a young man there was showing us how he had built a rocket which went up to 3 miles. And in those days, safety and health wasn't a matter, because he had the rocket, say, where you are, and he was going to demonstrate it to Father Tom and myself. Now, Father Tom was over about there, and I was here taking the photograph. And for a rocket that goes up, but anyway, it went up, and of course, we asked him afterwards. I was back once in that area and went looking for, all I could remember, his first name was Gary, but I never found him again. And the idea was to, why was he doing it? And he said he was doing it for a science fair. Now, a science fair meant nothing to me, but there was one happening in Albuquerque in the following week. Now, I couldn't go because I was going west. No, east, west. I was going westbound. I was going down to Berkeley for a while to do a bit of work there. So Father Tom went and saw it. And when we both arrived back here in the physics department down the far end of the campus, he said to me, you know, we should try this. And the idea was, how do we get this? Like what's happening to you, how do you take an idea and develop it? So we took the idea, and with the help of BT, we've developed it. And as you know, next January is the 60th Young Scientist. Incredible. I didn't think it would last 2 years. Father Burke was more optimistic. He thought maybe three. But we're down to 60 now. And it's due to all of you people, your parents and your teachers. You make the Young Scientist, and with the great support of BT, it happens. So this week is all about you learning how to turn an idea into a product. You have a great chance to do it. You all want to win, but you all want to learn. And the thing is that you may not be looking at the project you did for the Young Scientist, but it'll also teach you how to work in teams. Because when you go into business or go into life, you may not be always with your friends, you might be with other people. So it's a whole question of a part of your experience. You're all winners here. And I look forward on Thursday to seeing you again. And we'll see which of the mentors won. Not you, mentors. So enjoy it and learn as much as you can. It's a unique opportunity that you've got, and it's going to be great fun, as the Young Scientist is. So best of luck.
Listen, just you're all very welcome. This is going to be a great week for you. A bit like the Young Scientist, you start off, it's understandable to be a bit tense, a bit nervous about what's going to happen. But really, this week is just a huge opportunity for you all to learn different skills that you'll obviously get in the classroom. Some of it is really just down to just working with each other and collaboration. You learn those school skills. But just to start off with, I mean, like, you know, I think you need to understand just how rare it is to actually be able to get here. It is really just about, you know, understanding how to apply the science. Because, you know, when you think about it, you know, the ideas and the concepts and the research that you've done, the projects that you brought, are really important. And there's the ability to translate those into something more and something better to improve them, or even to bring them to a product or a service in the future. You know, why not? Because these are fantastic ideas you've come up with. And we always say, you know, it's just such a humbling experience for us to see the ideas and the what you're addressing in terms of the issues that you see out affecting our communities, the world, the climate, mental health, physical health, you know, just the betterment of the world that we live in. So why not give those a little bit extra zump and, you know, some ideas behind them to bring them forward a little bit more. And that's what you'll be doing this week.
The BT Young Scientist Business Bootcamp has been going for 14 years now, and it was a natural extension to what we do at the BT Young Science Technology Exhibition. To give the students commercialisation skills, business skills and everything else, it's the next sort of step for a lot of these students that have brilliant projects who may want to develop them into a business in the long term. There's been lots of memories, as you can imagine. We've had 14 years, two of those, unfortunately, where we couldn't get together with the students because of COVID. But it's actually the journeys that some of our speakers at Bootcamp, who are all alumni, of the BT Young Scientist, and how they've grown over that period of time and how their companies have flourished and how they've spun out new companies and everything else. And they come back and give their expertise to these students, which is really, really important. So it's that ecosystem, and just developing it and nurturing that ecosystem is the best part of it.
So the main things that the students learn when they're here with us, there's a lots of things, but I suppose the three that I'd really pick out would be, the first one is, I suppose, to understand the economic impact of scientific research. So obviously the scientific research is interesting just from a knowledge perspective, but here in the university, and what we're trying to help the students understand is that really there can be economic impact in terms of maybe companies created, jobs created, so that the investment that's coming into university research and scientific research really gets out into society in an economic sense, but also societal impact in terms of solving those big global problems that are facing all of us. So that's the first thing, I suppose, that they learn when they're here, because they may have just thought about it from the point of view of just the science. So the economic impact is key. The second thing really is that entrepreneurial thinking. So I suppose looking at ways in which you can learn to come up with more creative solutions to problems. And there's so many different tools to do that, and we kind of give them a selection of those, and then they obviously pick ones that sort to sit with their personality or their own skill set. So that's the second thing, that entrepreneurial thinking for the future in school, college, and then obviously further on into work. And I'd say the third thing really, and it's kind of two, is sort of teamwork and communication skills. It doesn't really matter how smart you are, but if you really can't articulate your ideas or, you know, work with a team to collectively achieve a joint goal, then, you know, it's hard to really have an impact and have to move things forward. So there's a lot of emphasis while they're here on learning those techniques and how to work with people who, you know, have made different perspectives than they do. So I think they're kind of the three things that the students go away with at the end of the week.
We established Bootcamp 14 years ago to kind of bridge a gap from the Young Scientist Exhibition, where we help students look at how they might commercialise their project. So looking at markets, potential customers, what problem are they solving, and for what users. And then we put them through their paces over 4 days with BT mentors, and then they get to pitch to a senior panel of judges on Thursday. Doing the BT Young Scientist Business Bootcamp is probably one of the most rewarding things I do in my year. You know, just to meet all those 30 students full of ideas, full of excitement for, you know, making the world a better place. And then we here have all our guest speakers coming in, many of whom were actually bootcamp students themselves a few years ago, to see them coming back and after establishing businesses and then giving their inspiration to the new crop of students, it's just heartwarming. And you might just have recognised the voice at the end of that clip. Of course, that was myself, John Loftus, and I consider myself very fortunate to be able to co-facilitate the BT Young Scientist Business Bootcamp every year in the company of my partner in crime, Caroline Gill, who you also heard from. Caroline is the Innovation and Education Manager at Nova UCD. And you also heard from Mary Callahan, who is the head of BT young scientist. But we now move on to three individuals that played a pivotal role in the week at boot camp. First, we're going to hear from Annie Madden, an alumni of BT Young Scientist and a regular guest speaker at boot camp. You're going to actually hear more from Annie's talk to the students in a future STEM Inspirations episode, but she took some time after her talk to the students to talk to us. You'll also hear from Donald Minnelli, who is one of the six BT mentors that are helping out the students this week. The mentors play a vital role in guiding each of the teams during boot camp. And you'll also hear again from Dr. Tony Scott, co-founder of Young Scientist, as he reflects on the wonderful presentations from all of our six teams on the final day of boot camp.
I love coming to boot camp every year and meeting all the students who have really cool new ideas. We just love chatting to all the different people and making new friends, and I guess that's something you see at boot camp every year, and just getting to meet the new students and seeing what their ideas are.
Boot camp for me is a very interesting point of view. Really, it's about getting the ideas, looking at the ideas that the BT Young Scientists have. There's a tremendous amount of talent in the room in varying areas, from green energy to social experiments. And it's really looking at the ideas and getting invigorated by, you know, the energy that these guys have and the enthusiasm they have for the subject matter.
Every year is a year of excitement and development from the young scientists, and we take people and we blend them together. I think they achieve an awful lot from being here.
So it was a very, very busy few days at the BT Young Scientist Business Bootcamp, and after six fantastic presentations by the teams, it was time for the most anticipated part of the week, the awards. First, we hear from Professor Pat Gyrie, Chairman of the Young Scientist Board and Professor of Chemistry at UCD. And then it was over to Shay Walsh to announce the winners of this year's bootcamp and say a few words of thanks.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and you're all very welcome to UCD. I hope you've had a great 4 days. Many congratulations to BT for organising this, Mary, as ever. Superb job. I mean, you've got such an opportunity over the last number of days. And, you know, this business bootcamp has now been running for 15 years, believe it or not. That's a long time. And the success of it has been shown by some of the previous alumni, and I hope you met some of them earlier this week, and look at how successful they have been. And there's no reason whatsoever that you can't be equally successful. So I hope you've had a great few days. Well done to all the judges. Thanks for your time. I'm sure the decisions were tough, as ever. Almost reminds me of January when we're making all those decisions. They're really tough as well. Thanks to John Loftus, as ever, for being the heart and soul of it. Well done. Caroline Gill, my colleague in UCD, for all her help within UCD Nova. Caroline, thanks very much. And many of you know, and I'm sure she wouldn't have told you maybe about 2 weeks ago, Mary Callahan was given an honorary doctorate by the NUI. So, you know. There's only a limited amount of time where we can embarrass the hell out of Mary, but we might as well make use of it. Why not? So, I know, but now you can say you can call me Doc. I mean, she has a response to that one now, so that's good. So, again, I hope you've had a great few days. The mentors, thanks for all the help you've given to all of the teams, and I'm sure there have been some successful projects. You know, there's IP possibly coming out of this, you never know. Hopefully so. So I wish you all the very best. Well done to the winners, hard luck to everyone else, but look at that's life, as they say. It's a competitive life out there. There's no difference. It's exactly the same when you're judging in January. There are winners and there are losers, but everyone actually is a winner ultimately. You've been selected to be here. There's only about 30 of you. So, you know, you think about the numbers that have been applied to the young scientists in the first case. You know, over nearly 1,600 projects, 550 chosen, about 1,200 students turning up to the RDS in January. 30 of you here. That's a very small percentage, so you're already in a very high percentile, as the Americans would say. So you've done very well, and of course, continue your interest in science, and I know your names. I'll follow your CEO applications, and if you're not applying to UCD Science, I know where to find you, and I'll be looking out for you, and all that sort of stuff.
Right, I've a few thank yous to do first before I do that, and just to say, on behalf of all the judges, what a fantastic job you all did. There's very few things that I can predict that will happen over a 4 day period. This is one of them, which is that you come in here on a Monday morning, slightly a bit of trepidation, which is understandable, a little bit nervous, a bit quiet, And today you stood in front of four judges and everybody did a fantastic, fantastic job at articulating it. I can tell you one thing, and I know there's some parents here today who you should be really proud of your sons and daughters, but I'd say I'd put you to the pin of your collar to be able to do some of the presentations that these students did. It's amazing. It's one of the most important skills. I know there's lots of things you've learned this week, but I can tell you this is one of the skills that is truly transferable out into the rest of your time in secondary school, but also beyond that into hopefully third level, and indeed when you go into the workplace. So that will always stay with you. So, well done from everybody in BT for that. So give yourselves a round of applause for that. So we're going to have a tree planted on behalf of each of your mentors. So, you know, there you go. And also a huge thank you to everybody who's helped us this week. But in particular, two people who put in a huge amount of effort over the 4 days and in preparation the weeks beforehand. Caroline Gill, thank you so much for everything you've done. And one final thank you to my fellow judges, to Tony Scott, to Anna Marie Turley from Enterprise Ireland, and to Anna D from Silicon Republic. So we're going to announce first our best individual, as voted by everybody, the mentors and those who've interacted with you this week. So a huge congratulations to Tara Mulhall.
It's really fun, even just meeting people, and you get to see people maybe interested in the same field as you, and you get to see how that is in the real world, like if you're older, that it is possible to actually make a company and it is possible to pursue your dreams, really.
And to our winning team, I have to say there was only a couple of points separating the entire six teams, so congratulations to everybody. But we do have one winner who's just pipped everybody to the top, which is Nutrisoil.
It feels great to be BT Young Scientist Bootcamp winners.
Yeah, I think our teamwork is what done it.
Yeah, I'm really happy that we got to be like a team together.
Yeah, we were a great team.
We were amazing.
Perfect combination.
When we came in together from the start, we were really good together. So
we just clicked, like.
It's great that the students get those skills to be able to bring their projects, their ideas to life. And we have had, you know, the past participants here from the bootcamp actually presenting to the students this week. So, you know, if you can't see it, you can't be it. They saw it this week and hopefully they will be it in the future. But yeah, huge success and great buzz here in Nova UCD.
Fierce excitement altogether after our announcement of the winners of this year's BT Young Scientist Business Bootcamp. We heard from Tara Mulhall, who won Best Individual, and we also heard from the Nutrisoil team, a team that was made up of Sean Allen, Roisin Sharma, Julian Lewandowski, Erica O'Brien Murray, and Alana Hayes. Congratulations to them. And we have BT Ireland's MD Shay Walsh rounding up this week's episode. But we will have more from the BT Young Scientist Business Bootcamp with three of our guest speakers featuring in future episodes. So I hope you will join us for that. So from me, John Loftus, till the next time, folks, stay curious.